This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's in the air to left. Profar going back, and that's going to go! Home run, Benson! His second of the year off a lefty. He goes oppo, and the Rays are up three. To McClain. The Reds hold on. They even the series, besting the Braves 3-2.
That was FanDuel Sports Network, Ohio, and this is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Happy to go out to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline yet again, CircaLasVegas.com, and that is where we find a man who has written about the Reds for many seasons. It is C. Trent Rosecrans. He works for The Athletic Cincinnati. Trent, thanks for coming on the show.
Of course. I mean, when Marshall asks, I just do what Marshall asks.
That might be overstating things, Trent, but we do appreciate you joining us. I'm just curious as to what's going on generally with the Reds. We know that they were right there at the trade deadline. They haven't really done much since, but they are hanging around.
Well, they did a lot, just not a lot of games. They've had those two games against the Braves since then, even though they were stretched over 3 days with the Speedway Classic. And so it was, there was a lot going on, but, you know, I think they're still trying to figure out who they are with these new additions. And this weekend didn't help anything as far as their plans of what to do for the rest of this this series.
I made the Firefest joke in our meeting, Trent. The fact that you said it on the air gives me an indication as to how bad the situation went over. I'm sure not only was it a distraction for the day the game was supposed to happen, but then to carry this into yesterday. How do you describe what you guys all went through, either media covering it or what you observed out of fans and the team?
I certainly had it the easiest of anybody. I'm not going to say like I had a bad time or anything. I sat in traffic some, but that was about it. But I did not. So I had stayed a little whiles away so that I could kind of get back on the road because I drove there. So I did not go to the continuation of the game. I saw four outs of that game. But I was there for a long, long, got there at noon and probably left around 12:30. So good times. So it was just kind of a mess. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. I was talking to friends of mine who went and they ran out of food and beer. I had another friend who said, like, when he walked in, when they opened the gates, pretty much all the Reds merch sold out immediately. There was a ton of Braves stuff, but the organizers thought it was going to be mostly Braves fans, and I think it was mostly Reds fans. So it was just, like, everything. And then, you know, they get the intros in, and then it just comes down. They're able to finally get everything ready to start again, and then it just keeps pouring. By the time I left, it was not raining, but that was midnight. So just kind of a mess all the way around. And the one big thing was the Reds were planning. They'd flown in that morning from Cincinnati and were going to fly to Chicago the next night so that they could get an off day in Chicago on a Sunday, which is, you know, sick. Baseball never has off days on Sundays. And everybody was excited. Their families were there because, you know, to visit this and then to have a day off in Chicago, which everybody loves. And then this all happened. So they had to scramble. I know they had like hotel rooms just in case, but still just a whole lot of stuff. And so the guys are probably not too happy today.
Yeah, I would imagine not. Trent, let me ask you this. You know, one of the biggest additions to your team, obviously, is the manager this year, and Terry Francona. He's a straight-up winner. He's probably a Hall of Famer. Has he had the desired Terry Francona effect on that team yet?
You know, like, I think that's something to be seen, but it does feel like, you know, he has the respect of everybody. Everybody seems to like him. You know, and even with that, there are still hard and fast rules, and he treats everybody like the same. So I think it's something that can only be shown, as we're talking the Tito effect or whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's going to take a full season at least. And really, like, at this point, you know, we need to see what happens in the playoffs. This is an organization that hasn't advanced in the playoffs in 30 years. So that's something that they're trying to end.
Trent Rosecrans, C. Trent Rosecrans from The Athletic in Cincinnati, joins us not just on the Score hotline, but also on Twitch. You can see his incredible background on twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. I had to shout it out because the Star Wars memorabilia is nice. Epic. Our Twitch viewers are loving the background that you have right now.
Awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of junk.
No, they don't. No, I think they disagree. I think they think it's pretty impressive. I do want to point out, though, that the Reds are one of the teams with the top five records in the league since, I believe, June 1st was what the John Morosi stat had. This is a team that is working on something, and they are progressing. And they make some moves at the deadline. I know trading for Ke'Bryan Hayes got a lot of reaction from a lot of fans. But when you look at it all together, what do you think at least the arc is right now for this team who visibly is trying to have some progress?
Yeah, I think they got better, but I keep saying, like, they were shoppers at the deadline, but they were shopping at Nordstrom Rack, not Nordstrom. So they kind of had to go on the margins and find different ways to improve. And what they did is, like, each player has kind of a trickle-down effect. Ke'Bryan Hayes allowed Noelvi Marte to move to right. Now, he's a promising young hitter. He's had some issues. And then at third base, it just seemed like he wasn't comfortable and it was kind of in his head. And since he has moved to the outfield, which is a position he had never played, he actually looks more comfortable in the outfield than he did at third base, which is kind of odd. But I think that's going to have some effects. And that moves, this team needed a right-handed outfielder. Well, they got it by getting a third baseman. You know, they needed bullpen help. Who didn't? Everybody needs bullpen help at the trade deadline. And we saw what bullpen arms were going for. Well, they added a fifth starter so they could move their fifth starter, Nick Martinez, who has a lot of experience in the bullpen, to the bullpen. And then when Hunter Green gets back, he threw yesterday in AAA. I'm not sure exactly if he's going to do one more or two more starts or no more starts until he does his big league debut. But then you can move Chase Burns, the rookie, into the bullpen, and he is going to be an amazing weapon when he's in the bullpen. Just because, you know, you're talking about 100 miles an hour plus just this wipeout 93-mile-an-hour slider. And for a starting pitcher, he needs to really work on his changeup, and it's coming, but as a reliever, he's just going to grip it and rip it. And then finally, they at the end, they added a guy who just crushes lefties. And we're in a season where left-handed pitching is maybe as good as it's ever been. And so this team has not hit lefties well. So you add a guy who, I looked it up, his OPS over the last 3 years is the third best in baseball among against left-handed hitters with people with at least 100 plate appearances. And number one was Aaron Judge. And I'm trying to remember who two is, but I don't remember it off the top of my head. But you know, Miguel Andujar was third in that in OPS against lefties over the last three seasons. So that's a guy that they hope, you know, is a great bench option that they can come off the bench and really do some damage.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every game is big, as we talked to C. Trent Rosenkrantz from The Athletic, beat writer for the Reds. I'm curious, this series, though, we see two of the lefties who have given the Cubs troubles already. When you talk about Nick Lodolo going tonight and then Andrew Abbott in the season, series finale, what do you see this series as? Because it seems like an opportunity for the Cubs to bury the Reds, but it also seems like a chance for the Reds to start their push towards a wild card spot.
Yeah, I think a series win here would be huge for the Reds. And they love having Abbott and Lodolo on there because, I mean, that Cubs lineup is just nasty. Mm-hmm. It's deep. It's difficult. They really put on some pressure. So I think, you know, having those two lefties, maybe the one hiccup, Andrew Abbott was an all-star. And then just kind of look at what Nick Lodolo's done. Mm-hmm. It's been quieter, but like it's, you know, just quality start after quality start. And it's been really impressive to see him. And he has made every start and just been like very good every time. And the scary thing is really his breaking ball, which has been his best pitch, hasn't really had it until his last start. And his last start, you can go online and see what Shohei Ohtani thought of it. And he was like, you know, you just saw Ohtani's eyes get big and be like, wow, when he struck out at one of those. So you know, Nick Lodolo and Andrew Abbott are two of the guys that they, if they could point who they wanted to start in this series against the Cubs, it would be those guys. And those two guys plus Hunter Green is a reason that I think if this team gets to the playoffs, they have a fighter's chance, because when you start with Hunter Green, Nick Lodolo, and Andrew Abbott, you're going to be in some games.
Yeah, that's a 1-2-3. That's significant. And I double checked just to see what the record was since June 1st, 29-24. So when you consider that, that's one of the best, you know, in the top four in the National League since then, you take it. I mean, five games above 500, and given what the Reds wanted to do, I feel like that's an appropriate mark for what they've been accomplishing.
Yeah, and I don't think that anybody thinks this is like a 100-win team or a juggernaut at all. But I do think that they think they have a shot of getting in the tournament, and once you get in the tournament, you got a shot, especially if you have arms. So that's kind of what they were building to, and it was not to build the perfect fantasy team. Their deadline moves, it was to make their team better. And I believe they made themselves better. I think it's hard to argue that they didn't.
We're talking to C. Trent Rosenkrantz from The Athletic here in Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Grody.
You know, talking about the Reds pitching staff, and obviously talked about Lodolo, but just looking back at some of the game logs and summaries, is that staff as a whole kind of coming in on fumes to Wrigley Field?
No, actually, they seem to be doing all right.
Okay. Like,
I think there's some, no more than any other August. And, you know, if you get Hunter Green back, you know, Nick Martinez isn't in there more anymore. Zach Littell is, you know, Chase Burns is still kind of figuring it out, and he's getting near his rookie limits. But I mean, you know, Lodolo went and shoved against the Dodgers in his last outing. And Andrew Abbott is a guy who is just, I mean, it's funny. I can see him in like the old 80s uniforms. You just look at the guy and he's kind of that throwback. And he is he's a guy that's not going to wow you with his stuff, but yeah, he really can pitch.
Trent, thank you so much for taking the time. C. Trent Rosenkrantz of The Athletic, thanks for joining us on Twitch, too. Everybody is obsessed with your background. So I know you said it's junk, but people really like it.
It's great junk. Well, thanks, Trent.
And I got the Georgia Bulldogs stuff, the actual real Bulldogs of the SEC.
Oh, don't do that. See, Marshall's having such a good time. Guy. Oh, he knows.
Okay.
He knows.
Oh, that's right. You guys are buddies.
Shots fired.
Yeah, shots fired. Yeah. For now, Trent, for now.
Will be a fun series to watch with the Reds and the Cubs for sure. Trent, thanks for dropping some knowledge and hanging with us.
Anytime.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. That was a nice little shot there at you.
Well, Georgia's going to play Mississippi State in football this year, and it's not going to be pretty for the kids from Starkville.
Is it? I assume it's not at Mississippi State.
It doesn't matter where it is, Grody.
Since I'm here and we're already really late to break, let me just add this. Georgia is ranked sixth in the preseason preseason poll for the AP Top 25. Illini 16th in the AP Top 25, by the way.
How nice is that to see, man? Ooh, was that good to see.
Illini, what's up?
I-L-L-I-N-I.
Ohio State and Notre Dame are 1-2. We have to examine the epicness that happened in our segment before this, don't we? I think we need to react to what we just heard out of Justin Turner.
It was borderline overwhelming.
You gave him Bears. Okay, let's react and also get some more Cubs thoughts before we then hear from Mayor Brandon Johnson. That's at 1 o'clock. More with Raheem Harris and Mark Grody next on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.